We got some very little sisters. My sisters were telling me about sister Leona Collier's sister said, how did she say, tell me that again, that was pretty good. What did she say about the one of Elijah followers?
I won't talk about Muhammad, but you talk about my gym going, I put my foot up your ass. He backed off and let her go on. I don't think he said pit fight, and I think he said avoid them, and I think he said walk away rather than get things started. He said he tried to have it. If somebody blocks you like that on the street, you got no place to go. You got to show that you're not going to run from people. I think you should avoid a fight at all costs. Walk around, see. I'm not asking you to get in. You come here and let me get in it. Be like Sister Lewis, come here. Because she saw how fast I operated. When I called her a yellow bitch, yeah, I didn't take me 1 minute. And I was right at the top of that mountain now. And I mean, nobody that light is not supposed to get there, but I was there within 1 minute. I was in his office looking at him. So let me do it. Let me do your fighting. And let us all do it together. Don't take it on one by one. That's what we're going to end. When you got a fight, it's our fight. Please get that message tonight. It's our fight. Don't try to handle it on your own. Let's all handle it together. And we'll do it peacefully, and we'll avoid a fight at all costs. But if you come here to bother us anymore, we've had about all we can take. Now, I'm not talking to the Muslims now. I'm talking to the Hankies. We believe the Muslims have learned a few things about us. If they haven't, we'll teach them how to teach everybody. But we want to avoid fights. We want to have unity wherever we can maintain unity. Now we have to get an offering before we leave here. You saw what we did for feeding tonight. We've got other matters to take care of. Got other people in court. Got sons, one lady's letter up here. We got to do something about it today. Sons being experimented on. Got all this congregation being experimented on. He never knew me, but he knows me. My God, and I don't have a son experimented on. So we got to do something to stop these kind of things from happening. So who's going to stand up here and help us tonight? Because the offering is low. Terribly low. Now we can't go 2 weeks in a row. Last week we didn't preach. We went so low Wednesday, the lowest Wednesday we ever had. And it's doing the same thing then today. Anybody going to stand with any special gift like a... I don't think it's necessary. I don't feel burdened to do it. So what am I going to do about it? You keep abusing me. I give her one word. One little word. I told the nurses, I said, you say that word every time he starts, and every time he goes to sleep. That son of a bitch has been going to sleep for the last 2 months straight. Then he gets ready to mount, he says it and he goes, she's been faithful. She gave her best and working her best. I'm having trouble. You be so soon, I'll tell you the word. So, she went beyond the call of duty, in fact, by golly. She went beyond the call of duty. She risked her life. I wasn't going to have any more of it. I got some harness. I got some harness, honey. It's all Christ magic. It's not white nor black. It's Christ magic, faithless magic. 200. Anyone that'll give 200? If they did, they got out damn fast. So you're cussing a lot tonight. I got a reason. You don't know my mind. You haven't been able to raise the dead lately, have you? You ain't able to bring people out of wheelchairs in front of the television cameras, are you? And quit trying to figure out why I'm saying the cuss you, because I got my reason. If you don't like it, stand on your feet and I'll put you on your damn ass. trying to get people's bodies healed by ceremonial practice. I know what I'm doing. 90, 80.
They took my ass and I wouldn't tell her. They wouldn't know which mountain it was under. Not on their life. Son, I don't have mountains under.
But some people be feeding you all the time they got me, honey.
They got under one mountain, honey.
Hell, they have to have
excavation shovels between here and Lower California to Upper Montana to find it.
Wonderful, you understand what I'm talking about?
You think I'm a fool, do you? I put all our money in these banks.
Oh, see.
Because they're going to bring it out, they're going to bring it out on us anyway, so let them bring it out. How much you got? I don't know. I really don't. There's some folks here who do, but I don't. But they'll feed you. So how do you know, Father? Can you trust them, honey? I wouldn't put our money in case I didn't know I could trust.
Then I check up on them. I got people to check up on the people that put the money. I got people to check up on the checkers. Oh, food, aren't you? That's a blob. I mean, they're going to eat. The last person stops eating. They're going to have travel money. As long as you can travel, they're going to have it. So you don't grasp how important that is, but that's really important. 100. That's one thing you do, too. You look too good today, baby. You don't have to finish, so you have to get down and look. You've got to say that we're economically capable of taking care of our own. Even that would have to be shown to socialists if they're going to assume the medical charge of everybody here. They're going to take care of everyone's little older people we have. They're going to guarantee them free medicine. You'd have to bring something with them, wouldn't you? You heard about the wild, the woman, when she gets married, she brings her hat, the dial. Well, we got a dial, honey. Well, we got mink. We don't do something with mink, some of Trinidad nation. They're all over the world now. Those minks are what I'm talking about, honey. That mink, that's cotton, that's cow, that's what is it called? Cotton seed mold. The mink is not what's going to be. Well, we got some mints, we got fur mints, we got all kinds of fur, we got every kind of jewelry, we got every kind of yacht. We got all kind of prostitutes on every border, honey, so we get out. I'm not talking about the women you're doing, I'm talking about the people in uniform. It's wonderful, we had a raffle, you know, on our diamond ring this week.
We had a raffle on it. We won a good revenue game. Had a raffle on it.
Raffle on it and diamond. I said, oh, that diamond, I've got to meditate. I've got to think about this. That diamond must not be to anybody outside of it. I said, if I believe it's going to go to somebody, to get it back. And she said, I did. Went to the heaven, and she came down and get it back. Well, sir, it's right back there. Yeah, that's wonderful.
I think we can't always meditate like that or think like that.
Now and then we've got to
give these folk out there in the world something. But
who are all the prize winners in the States this time? There are four prizes. Who are all the prize winners? Stand up. You saw the raffle there? I didn't draw the raffle, did you? Who are the main prizes? Who are the main prizes now? We still got them.
It's truly wonderful.
Well, one person, I didn't bother about knowing. I figured, well, well, let the world have one, so I didn't meditate about it. Oh, so he gets a coffee pot or something like that, didn't he? Now the thing is about that benefit, if you know that half the people I did with my mind, because I didn't touch nothing.
That's wonderful!
don't care if they try to prove everything I do is just and right. Let them like it, then let them come and ask us about it. Come on, folks, now let's put our money where our coffin is. $50. And I'd have to tell her husband everything was being old. They'd have to cut my tongue out before I prove. I don't have to go online either, but I still don't tell people things they're not supposed to know. I'm loyal for you, not for anybody else. You have diarrhea of the mouth, or you wouldn't be on the road like you are.
I'm telling you, 85 and 21
is over $1,000, and I'll take you on a trip tonight. Now, tell us about that Jimerson. I don't care, honey. I'd let him know. I've got a new kind of morality. The morality that cares about his family. Give your body. That's what you do. You have to care enough to give your body. You don't, and you don't care. Say that when you do this, Doctor. You just, when you look at me, son, you give your body for nothing.
I went 40 long years, never touched anybody. Maybe if I could get us free, if they'd let us go to Cuba, I'd go to bed with Nixon tonight.
What's that person to me? I never did go to bed with anybody, except I was on top of them. And I'm going to tell you, some of you men look like You've been born under, looking up. So but all get smart because you know Father's been there. I never made a move, except for Jones said once to save starving babies. I was one of those that never believed in, I don't believe in loyalty. And I kept loyalty to my wife 20 years. I never knew a person before I was married. And by God, as I said, as much as I would hate it, and as much as I'm the only one that I know that's got full heterosexual drive, because I've met a whole lot, but I'd go to bed with Nixon tonight, and I'd give him a line if he'd let us get our people out of here. Oh, you look at me funny. I said I'd warm his good hand in. Yes, I would. I'm testing. I'm going to see. I'm going to leave some of you. You're so holy. You're brown. Go out and see how holy you are. You're so holy. I'd rather be shot and go to bed with him, but I'd do it for you. How many of you do it for me? Oh, I don't think of your hands out there. You're laying there something worse. Now you didn't put up your hand, you laid there somebody that's killed somebody. You better to talk to them. You didn't put your hand up to me, but you're laying with a murderer. Not murdered because he was being offended. And maybe just for the fun of it. Dirty people, it's all right, it's a pass, don't worry, this is not going to last all weekend. Give that sister a little water over there, she's all upset you. Holy people, I'm going to tell you, holy people. You don't know anything about holiness! I'm holy! I don't care what you do, you can put it on a Dunbar show. You can ask me on the Dunbar show when I get on there. Would you give your body to save your people? And I say, yeah. You know what they'll do? They'll have me on the Dunbar. If you don't try to get me off the Dunbar show, you ask me that question, they'll have me on the Dunbar show the next week. I'm not worried about these fools out here. There's too many good people out here. I wonder how they kick all the time. I know what's going on in their head. Well, just ask me that question on Dunbar. They'll have me back all the time. People are looking for somebody to tell the truth. They may not like it, but they're looking for somebody to tell the truth.
There's nothing I wouldn't do that didn't hurt somebody to save you. I wouldn't help anyone. I wouldn't be serving because that would hurt you. And you people better stay away from me because of that reason you talked with you. Our people have not been informed enough about our ethics. You're going to have to be as patient as I am, but I've got a long road tonight, but I want these people to get this message clear. Do you have any questions just about what I do? If anybody tries to kill you, what do you think I will do? Not to send your enemies, yes, I would do that, but if it was a choice, yeah, I'd die for you, and what else? What else would I do for you? In your mind, you think it. If someone's trying to kill you and I couldn't stop him any other way, I'd... Wouldn't think twice. If I'm pledged to you, you're my life. That's all I live for. That's all I live for. This is it. Nothing else. I wouldn't get up in the morning. I don't want to see the smoke because the sun looks like a smoke bed between it and me. I wouldn't get up in the morning if it wasn't for you. But I'd get up a lot of mornings for you, baby. I'd get up as long as there's a bit of breath for me to get up because I would die for you and I live for you. This is even more painful. Dying would be easy, but living is tough. I'd like to see you have a heaven where there was no telephone bills, and no drink, and no medicine, no doctors. I'd like to see a heaven for you where there was no savings for your son had to go there and die. I'd like to see a heaven for you where you could go to any beach, or go to any store, not be made fun of. I could like to see you in a place where there'd be no reflections made on your black skin, but you'd be honored. But I wouldn't go across the street to get any of it. I've had it. But I want to see it for you. I wouldn't go any place to find paradise. Because I have to keep paradise. I have to help keep it. I will go because of you. Who's going to give us the money? We haven't had a dime tonight. Don't know where the truth is. But I can go in there. Because I'm an evolution above the ordinary and I've got energy. And you can feel it sometimes flow over my body. I don't like to go in there. I'd like to think you, that's fine. I'd like to think that people give all money just because they know what kind of a family we've got. That happened to be dead or threatened. Never worked so. 25 to 10. Come on, quickly, let's hear it. Nobody gonna give us anything? Want to bless it? Want to multiply it 7 times? $20. Thank you. Thank you. $10 bill. Anybody else got some pennies in here? Must be fun. What about all the little black girls? I told you it wasn't just in Alabama. Not in South Carolina. Been doing it all along. Been castrating them all along. Sterilizing them all along. Not poking our brains today, tomorrow it'll be you. I want to have airfare to give everyone out. You ever figure how much it costs to go out of this country, each one of us here? Get us to a safe place. You can't just fly to some of these places. You think you want to go to Cuba, you just can't fly across the Cuba. You gotta go to Europe and back because we don't let anybody go to Cuba because we don't want anybody to see what's going on in Cuba. We're afraid for the people to see what's going on in Cuba. It'll cost us $1,000 a person. Then you say I take too much money. I don't take enough money.
Yeah, I know how you got to go. You got to get a Czechoslovakian into Madrid. And back through that way. They made it so you won't even see what's in Cuba. They don't want you to look at Cuba. Because they know if you look at Cuba, you wouldn't want to come out.
Somebody knows it. Anybody in Los Angeles knows it? What was his name? We forget our enemies. What? What? Higdon. That's it. That's it. Thank you, love. He's going to call a meeting and he discussed me over the radio, hadn't he? He's going to call a meeting about Reverend Jones. And Reverend Higdon ain't with us no more. Peace. I'm not glad about it. I wish he'd have got the truth. These preachers could have done the truth. Such service. They've got it made. They don't work. They got plenty of time. They don't have to go like I do night and day and travel 1,400 miles at least every week to get to my Los Angeles church and back, and sometimes 2,800 miles. After you pee, get back, please. Peace. Peace. And tonight, don't give me no sign of pee. At Los Angeles last night, we had about 25 give this sign. They'd go down the toilet and try to slip out the other door, and I'd catch them every time. It's wonderful. But the thing that is causing you your anguish tonight, the chain that is around you, is this Bible. They've brainwashed our mind and our ass too. They've taken everything away from us. We've got no ability to think anymore. And I don't think you can stop some of it. I'm going to wake, honey, next time I'm coming down, I'm going to shake you now. Wake up. Why is the Bible our enemy? Well, it says, but we need the Ten Commandments. Who keeps them? Thou shalt not steal. Nixon been stealing. Agnew stole $2 million. Didn't get a day in jail. He said the last thing he said, I'm going to remember you in my prayers. Oh, shit, I'd rather have a buzzard pray for me than Agnew. Thou shalt not kill, and they've murdered and wounded me. We just sent tons of food there. They're still murdering. Wounded me, Indians are still being killed. Don't say they're not, damn it, they are. I know they are. We were there. These Christians say, thou shalt not kill, and they're the worst killers ever went on face the earth. Thou shalt not steal, and they'll steal anything that ain't nailed down. Thou shalt not bear false witness, and they lied and had us killing our sons in Cambodia, bombing Cambodia, killing little babies, and stand up there straight face in the name of Jesus and say, I assure you, in the name of God, we're not bombing in Cambodia. They lie, they steal. And how, honey, adultery, hell, there's no use to talk about that. Thou shalt not covet the other man's wife. Rockefeller, he said that Alcatraz, the Lord had directed him. Governor Rockefeller said that the Lord had directed him to shoot down those people, those Indians and blacks and poor whites that were protesting. Said the Lord had directed him. I wonder if the Lord directed him to steal that wife that he took away from that doctor. He stole another man's wife, and one of the children today left out or in trouble. They got in trouble in their 16th year, and he never, with all of his millions, picked up a telephone to get the child out of trouble. No don't you talk to me about where you are. Say, we wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for Christianity. Oh, that's right. We'd be back in Africa, God damn it, to hell. Peace. We Indians would have had all the prairies and had been buffalo, and we'd have invited anybody.
Talk to the brother.
Come in here, the first ones that landed. They got their Bible and give the Bible to the Indians, start teaching them how to pray. And that they prayed them promises, and they stole the things off of them, Manhattan Bridge, all of Manhattan Island, stole it for $20. Christians go over there and killed no more than they'd landed. They murdered Indians, burned them, tarred and feathered them, hung them up with their toes and skinned them alive, scalped them. It was a French missionary group that scalped the first Indians. That's who started scalping. And you say we would be bad off if we were to lose it? Oh, we'd be as bad off as you are when you lose a case of the running shits, that's all. Nothing in it any true. There's no truth in it. So, well, you preach from it. I reach you where you are. I reach you where you are. See, you don't know a thing that happened there. You don't know a thing about Jesus' life. You don't know whether it's true or not true. One place Jesus was supposed to have been baptized with the Holy Spirit in the River Jordan, and immediately thereafter he was led up to a wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights talking to a devil. Led up to the high pinnacle in the temple. There never was a temple, never was a synagogue that had any pinnacle. There's no pinnacles in any temple. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights. That's what one Bible verse says. I did that to wake somebody up. 40 days and 40 nights. Is that what it said? Tempted of the devil. Tempted of the devil. Hell, I wouldn't spend no 40 days talking to no devil. I'd just knock him in the eye and get rid of him. But then you don't know. The next verse in the same Bible says that Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, and 3 days later, it's got him 80 miles from the wilderness in Cana of Galilee, turning water into wine at a wedding feast. You can't be up in the wilderness and over at a wedding feast having a good time. Said for 40 days and 40 nights. One writer said 40 days and 40 nights he was in the wilderness. The other one says 3 days after he was baptized, he was over in Cana. Now, where was he? One writer said that when he was born, he immediately had to flee from Herod to Egypt. The same Bible tells you that he kept the feast of the Passover every year with his parents in Jerusalem. Jerusalem's not in Egypt, honey. It's in Israel or Palestine. He couldn't have been in Egypt. And in Israel too. Palestine, more correctly said. God, there's so many lies in it. Anybody who reads it can know it. You pick up one page of it, it don't make sense. So, well, what am I to use from it? Well, you're to use this from it. Truth. You're to use the truth from the newspaper. You're to use the truth from Harriet Tubman. I say again tonight, and I hope I don't have to say it many more times, I really don't think I ought to be in the church at all. I upset people who are church-minded, and we ought to be able to get out of it, because it's just too much. Why, I'm Christ. I do the work of the anointing, the revolution. I do that. I heal more people than anybody ever dreamed of healing. We've got 38,000 some miracles from my picture alone. They're disappearing all over the place. How many in this room have been healed of some form of eye disease or blindness? How many in this room? How many have been healed of some crippling disorder? How many have had cancer and been healed? How many have had diabetes, sugar, and has been healed? Look at this.
Never can heal. Look at all these hands of sugar. Nobody ever got healed of diabetes. Nobody. Little boy down there in that Pentecostal movement, they tried to get him healed. He was young. I healed Bishop Crane in his 87th year. He was taking insulin 3 times a day, 85 units. Just like that, he stopped it. Never used it since. You should do that in consultation with your doctor. But the little healthy boy, those Pentecostal healers, told him that he was healed. And they thought he was healed. He didn't live 48 hours. He died the minute they took him off the insulin. So before you know, I'll say, well, the devil can heal. That's some more shit they've heaped on you, too. See, they want to keep you away from anything good. So it's always the devil that did this. The devil did that. First place, where does it tell you that? Matthew, the 24th chapter. Mark, the 13th chapter. Says there'll be false Christ. Many will come in my name, deceiving many. I don't come in nobody's name. I come in my name. And I'm not deceiving anybody. I'm telling the truth. Don't accuse me of coming in anybody's name. I come in my own name, Jim Jones. Peace. Peace. And said there'll be, the sun will be darkened and the moon won't give its light. The moon hasn't got any light to give. Said the stars will fall out into the earth, or into, out of the heavens. And said the Son of Man will come with great power, with his angels at the sound. There'll be a sound of the trumpet. Says that in Mark 13. You go home and read it. And Matthew, the 24th chapter. Mark 13th chapter, Matthew 24th chapter. It says all that, doesn't it? But it also says, before these things are taken place, before all these things come to pass, before these things are fulfilled, this generation that he was talking to right there, that Matthew and Mark was talking to, said, before all these things come to pass, this generation will not pass away. That meant that the stars had to fall, the false Christ had to come, deceiving many. It had to happen in how long? 20 years' time. A generation is 20 years. It meant that they all had to happen before 20 years passed, or it was a lie. The last time I looked, the sun was still shining. They choke ignorant people with me. They choke ignorant people. They get them right away. They get them. They can't deny I'm a healer. Oh, there's too many. My God, how many could deny such a woman sitting down here operated 5 times for cancer? My goodness, who can deny that? Who can deny that? Operated 5 times, cut away her stomach, her guts, her bowels, sewed her up after her chemotherapy, after surgery, and just sewed her up and said, you must go home to die. That's what he told her. And I came along and I said, Jim Jones says you can live. And I told her to spit up and bloody cancer. She spit up on the floor on May 3rd this year. I did it in January. On May 3rd, she went back to the doctor. He said, I don't know what's happened, but you don't need me anymore. You're healed. Peace. And the churches will try to get you to believe that that's the devil that does that. Because that's the way they have a hold in their people. You see, they can't deny I'm a healer. They can't deny I've adopted 8 children. They walk around here. They can see my children. My black son named Jim Jones Jr. He was a little hungry orphan when I took him. My Oriental children fathered by American servicemen, they were starving. They can't deny that. They can see that. They can see the 200 babies in the orphanage. They want to go to Rio and see those. They could see those children ask, what's up there, baby? Thank you. They can see, you know, they can see all that. There's only one way they've got to deal with me, because they know I take in everybody and I give them homes, and I got Angela free, and I got Billy Joe Smith free, and I took the food and the water to Alcatraz, and I took the food to Biafra, and I took the food to Wounded Knee, and I took the food to the Sub-Sahara. I got it, didn't I? I took the food to the Sub-Sahara,
where 9 million blacks are supposed to be dying. 9 million are supposed to die another 6 a day. They know I'd do all that. I'd take in every little animal, every older person. I'd give them homes. Don't make any difference who they are. Never turn anyone away. They know that I promised my people, and I could be sued. I promise that as long as I eat, you eat. In fact, when I run out, I'll starve to let you eat. I've promised you that. I've promised you you'll always have a roof over your head. I've promised you that you will never have to face a court without our counselors, without our support, if you're a member here, that when they come after you, we have promised you that if they try to take you, they'll have to take me, that we'll die together. Peace. Just last week, I had 6 people relieved from prison, our courts, and there didn't seem to be any hope. How many here have had a loved one that's been released from jail or got out of trouble just because of me, because of the work, since you came into this work? How many? Look across this, I see they can't deny that. But there's only one thing they can do. Anybody know you don't believe the old farts. These old preachers, they'll say, Jesus is coming soon. Said he's coming soon, honey. Maybe morning, maybe noon, it may be night. Better get ready, because he's coming soon. He's coming soon. And you look down to his shoes, and he's got alligator shoes. You look at mine, look at me. Same blue shoes. Well, these old shoes don't even fit me. Same blue shirt. Same old clip-on tie. Same old used robes. They say he's coming soon. They got alligator shoes on and diamond rings, fancy tie clasp, sitting out there as a Cadillac and a Rolls Royce or a Lincoln. They got a nice home laying out there in the hills, and they got a fine place out on some summer resort, and they got a cabin out in the forest, and they got a place down by the river. And they take a trip every year to Bermuda. And they say, he's coming soon. Get ready. Get ready. Be sure you're paying your tithes, because he's coming soon. But don't you forget, next June we're going to have the anniversary. So he's coming soon. But next June, you start getting ready now, sisters, because I want my anniversary. And all these preachers take $10,000, $12,000. That Bedford over here got $10,000 the last anniversary I knew about, and got 4 or 5 silver pieces. Silver cups, whatever he wanted with. I don't know what a man would want with such a thing. People hungry, all this neighborhood blighted. Where's the urban renewal? All this. This looks like a bomb fell on this place. Go down and travel. I made a call over here today, this afternoon. Just look at this neighborhood. This looks like a bomb has fallen on it. Look at Los Angeles, the same place. Looks like a bomb fell on it. And I went and made a call out, took a woman some food, starving to death in Los Angeles. Wasn't a member. Member made me conscious of her out on Gramercy Place. And I tell you, I went one block, and there was 5 Baptist churches. Good Hope and True Vine and Greater. I never heard such names in my life. They run out of names. Jehoshaphat and Jonas's and even Jonas's and True Vine and the Only True Vine and the Holy True Vine. They ought to put what it really is. Bullshit. That's what they ought to put, because that's what it really is. But why have they got all those churches? Why have they got them? They don't want to work. Laziest bunch of critters you ever found. Preachers are the laziest bunch of critters you ever met in your life. They don't want to do a day's work. They're afraid to work, honey. They never know how to work. You look at their hands, they got no wrinkles in their hand. No, they never picked up anything. I got here picking up trash today. People said, don't do that. Don't do that. You shouldn't do that. Why shouldn't I? My shit don't smell any different than yours. Thank you, my friend. I want to get this through. I want to get this through. Why shouldn't I? And I do. I clean out the toilets. I clean the floors. I got down and scrubbed the rug in our Los Angeles temple because somebody spilled pee in it. How you doing, honey? One of my black sisters said, I want to clean up for you. I said, no. Been too many black women on their knees.
I said, I'll do it. I said, I'm a lighter complected nigger than you are. No, no. I'll do the cleaning. I don't want nobody polishing. My shoes are getting down, waiting on me. That's why if you're in here, so I'm white and I want to prove myself, then you do the waiting. You carry some of the cups and you do some of the cleaning, because the black folk have had to carry your shit so long. If you want to be a part of this, you carry some of theirs. That's all you have to do. Don't take nothing more than that. And I've got some wonderful white niggers here. And they work hard. See, he's carrying the cup. No, there's no black man following me carrying the cup. He's going to carry it. I'd carry it myself, but it's hard for me to carry that and do this. But, because I don't want anybody, he's just doing it. But I don't have a black person trapped around carrying something for me. No, no. If you don't like it, you know where you can go. Now, before we finish it, shift, I have proved the Bible to be full of hot air. Peace. It's the Bible that's got us into our trouble. It's the Bible that said, slaves, obey your master. Servants, obey your master. If you got a good master, be thankful. If you got a bad master, endure him. That's why we're in the mess. We'll never get free until we get out from under that. So why should you listen to me? So you've tore up everything. I don't have anything to believe in. All right, if you don't think you've got anything to believe in me, then get out. Believe in yourself. But don't believe in a lie. Because when you believe in a lie, you're damned. Why should anyone follow you? Well, I'll give you good reason. I go by and touch people like Butler Thomas. I speak a word to him and his wife and tell them to wait. Tell our people to wait. I looked at him. So I know where they were sitting, right behind by the pool on Wednesday night. I know exactly where they were. Right back by the pool. Because I was looking at him, because I've got power. And I saved him by my prophecy from an accident, stopping him by 1 minute from getting strewn all over the highway where people were killed and laying there. I knew exactly where they were because I had my eye on them. Oh, yeah, I know. I know. I walked by, just touched this woman, this professor's hands. They were gnarled up with rheumatism, arthritis, and it's all gone. All gone. She was an atheist. She still is. She just believes in Jim Jones, professor from San Francisco State. But I just touched her hands. You know anybody can touch hands and cause crippling arthritis to go away? No. Said, I prayed to Mother Mary. You didn't. You just thought she prayed to Mother Mary. If you got healed, I had to answer you. How you doing? Good? Why do you listen to Jim Jones? Well, I would listen to Jim Jones if he's got something to say. But more than that, why am I walking around here? I got to walk around here and keep these people awake. How you doing, Doctor? Dr. Kleinheis, he's all right. He don't need it. He doctors, he's got patients every day and getting them well. And you know how he gets them well? Penicillin? No. He takes my picture and rubs up and down their back. Hey, man, I wake up, baby. All right, now, it's important that you get this understanding that the Bible is what's held us down. It's brought us slavery. It sure hasn't done anything about stealing, because it's the meanest nation in the world. It's the worst nation in the world to murder. The one that was a lynch mob leader was always the preacher. The ones that blew up those little children in the Baptist church, the black children, there were four Baptist black white deacons and a preacher. That man that just that killed Medgar Evers, now they got him again. He's out on a bail. They got him with dynamite in his car. He's a Baptist preacher. You know what his name is. I can't think of his name right now. What's his name? Beckwith. And every time you found the mob, the one to give the prayer, be the preacher. In Nevada, the last lynching they had of a black person, 42, the one that prayed after they hung that poor innocent person was a preacher. Now, what do you mean to tell me we need religion? You need religion. So, well, now we've got to believe in God. I don't believe in nothing because I got to. I believe in something if it makes sense. That's why I get very disturbed with you when you give me this line of malarkey that you got to believe. This woman doesn't have to believe in me. She believes in me because I called a man out and held my hand on my forehead and gave him my thoughts and healed her of deafness. The infection that was in her ear couldn't get it cured. I gave her every thought. All the things that I told him without me opening my mouth was right. Isn't that true?
Told me I was from Denver, Colorado. And I was.